I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, thousands of farmers have protested new agricultural laws for months. Last week, police in riot gear tried to force the farmers off the protest site near the territory of Delhi. But the farmers refused to move, and 18,000 tractors assembled in a show of defiance. John Padidi of Bibles for the World says these new laws threaten food security for people across the country. But the massive protests show the Hindu nationalist government may be losing some of its power. Meanwhile, the Kingdom of Jesus Christ continues to grow.
We've seen through our ministry partners amazing continuous reports of them going out with the gospel and just showing how the gospel cannot be locked down during this time. Every week I get text messages or pictures of new baptisms, of new fields being broken, of churches being planted.
For our final story, are you ready for some good news? Our friends at FMI are translating 50 Bible stories into the Balochi language in a Pakistani province. Now, roughly 7 million people speak Balochi as their first or second language. Nehemiah with FMI says this scripture translation project is a big answer to prayer.
Even before this project, we have been praying for years and years specifically for this region. This region has a great geopolitical importance because it's so diverse.
And the project could take up to 2 years to finish.
Please pray specifically for the translators. It can be life-threatening for the translators because they understand the sensitivity of the translations.
Learn more about FMI's ministry at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.